It's Gene Cotton at CCO-FM. I'm Tom Ambrose. Dan Knutson at Controls mentioned the fact that Montreal won its quarterfinal series this evening over the Detroit Red Wings. Well, the Philadelphia Flyers, not to be outdone, have ousted the Buffalo Sabres. Philly won tonight 4-2 and took their best-of-seven series 4-1. 50, partly cloudy Twin Cities right now. Willie Nelson has a new album. It's called Stardust. Old song. It's a nice version of this. Georgia, on my mind. CCO-FM. Sing it, Willie.
Georgia,
on my mind. It's Willie Nelson. 1029 WCCO-FM 103 in Minneapolis, St. Paul. Old Home Foods of the Twin Cities now presents Perception.
Missing the last bus into Las Cruces, New Mexico that July 4th evening in 1950 became a turning point for Daniel W. Fry.
Perception brought to us by Old Home Foods of the Twin Cities, who have been making real cottage cheese and sour cream for more than half a century. Perception heard every Monday through Friday night at 10:30 here at FM 103. We got 26 before 11. Partly cloudy sky, 50 degrees, and TA with you. Boys in the Trees. That's just, you know, Carly Simon likes it. You belong to me.
Why'd you tell me?
Belong to me. It's Carly Simon. That's not a bad... I wonder what James Taylor would say about that, though. Got 23 ahead of 11. We've got 50 degrees. Partly cloudy sky. Boy, it was a beautiful day. More on tap for tomorrow, and not to mention Thursday, but we will, simply because I am so starved for sunshine, I hardly know which way to go. Let's keep my eyes cast skyward, right, and say, oh, tan me. Let's do it. Charlie Rich.
Hey.
It's a good sign to kind of relax and put the rigors of the day behind you with a very special love song, Charlie Rich, CCO-FM. Boom. Silver Fox, they call him. And this young lady doing well for herself. It's going to get better and better. It's Bonnie Tyler.
It's a heartache. It's a heartache.
It's a heartache. It's emotional heartburn there. You got to watch yourself at all times. That is Bonnie Tyler at CCO-FM. I'm Tom Ambrose. Good evening to you. Dan Knutson at Controls. Music from Little Criminals, FM 103. This is Randy Newman. Footloose and Fancy Free. That is Rod Stewart. It's called I Was Only Joking. 7 before 11 o'clock at CCO-FM. Quarterfinal action of the Stanley Cup. National Hockey League action tonight. The New York Islanders defeated Toronto 2-1 in sudden death overtime. And that is quite a series between those two clubs. The Islanders now lead that best of seven series 3-2. 50. That is degrees under a partly cloudy sky in the metropolitan area. 50 at Prior Lake, 42 at Medford, 40 at Princeton, Minnesota. Take a look at news and weather and like that. Some more on the St. Paul voting coming up at 11. It's Mary McGregor at CCO-FM. I've never been to me. First game of the Twinville Twinite doubleheader on the West Coast tonight. Not good. Oakland defeating our Minnesota Twins 5-3. It is 50 partly cloudy Twin Cities right now. Take a look at all of the weather, all of the news coming up. This is new from Odyssey.
Straight from heaven and the stars above.
It's 11 o'clock at WCCO-FM 103, Minneapolis, St. Paul. Good evening. I'm Tom Ambrose reporting from our WCCO-FM News Bureau. Forecast for the metropolitan area, partly cloudy through Thursday. 38, the overnight low. 68 tomorrow, 68 on Thursday. 66 was our best today. Have light variable winds overnight, southeasterly at about 15 miles per hour tomorrow, at the moment out of the southwest at 5. The barometer steady. Relative humidity, 48%. Partly cloudy sky, 50. Twin Cities, it's 50 at Prior Lake and 42 at Medford. Princeton, Minnesota, reporting 40. At 11:03, news and weather from our CCO-FM News Bureau. TA with you now. Gary Davis at 12. Music from Saturday Night Fever. And Robin Berry and Maurice, Brothers Gift. The Bee Gees. Got the Night Fever. Bee Gees. Oakland A's handed our Minnesota Twins their seventh straight loss tonight, 5-3, first of a twilight doubleheader on the coast, 11:07, and I'm Tom Ambrose. Good evening to you from CCO, FM 103. This is Billy Paul. Call it the sound of Philadelphia. It's 10 minutes after 10 at WCCO-FM. And repeating again, the unofficial vote in St. Paul on the Gay Rights Amendment gave the anti-gays a near 2-1 margin of victory tonight.